Here's the story of Richard Moore and his recent execution. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. In 1999, Richard Moore entered a convenience store in Spartanburg, South Carolina, intending to rob it. He was unarmed. The clerk, James Mahoney, grew suspicious, grabbed a gun, and pointed it at Moore, who, in the ensuing struggle, took the gun away from the clerk. The clerk, Mahoney, then grabbed another gun and shot at Moore, hitting him in the arm. Moore fired back with the gun he had taken away from Mahoney, and that shot hit Mahoney in the chest, and he died. Moore was convicted of murder and sentenced to death. The recent clemency petition to the governor seeking life without parole argued that executing someone for what many consider self-defense would be unjust, and that the jury that imposed the death penalty on Moore, who is black, didn't have one African-American on it, and that Moore had a spotless quarter-century prison record. Three jurors who condemned Moore to death implored the governor to grant clemency, a plea joined by the trial judge himself and the former longtime state prison director and Moore's son and his daughter and scores of others. The governor, Henry McMaster, denied the clemency petition without giving any reason. And on November 1, 2024, the state of South Carolina executed Richard Moore. He was 59. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU. Because freedom can't protect itself.